We're staying with the continuing fallout from last week's cyber attack on the HSE. A report this lunchtime says the gang behind the attack has now threatened to begin releasing stolen files on the web from next Monday if a $20 million ransom isn't paid. The Minister for Communications, Eamon Ryan, has said the government is to set up a helpline for anyone who's been approached and told that their health information is going to be released. The government is also going to contact social media companies, urging them not to further share any information that has been put out. Minister Ryan was speaking in the Dáil a short time ago.
We are going to establish a helpline, a confidential crime line type system where people, if they are in any way approached, and we have to be careful about some of the rumours around this. It's full of subterfuge and all sorts of unknown. But if anyone is approached by anyone claiming that they have medical or other relevant data, Government Information Services will be providing details for this later. We will provide a crime line type confidential
Minister.
Can get secure, safe advice in terms of what they need to do.
The Minister for Communications and Green Party leader, Eamon Ryan. We're joined now by the Minister for Justice and Social Protection, Heather Humphreys. A very good afternoon to you, Minister, and thanks for speaking to us on the programme. We want to talk to you in a few minutes about these changes to the visa regulations in relation to families which have been kept apart as a result of the COVID restrictions. But first of all, this breaking news this lunchtime, the reports by the Bloomberg news agency that the gang behind this HSE attack now has set next Monday, the 24th of May, as a deadline for the ransom to be paid, or else it says it'll begin releasing data onto the web. What can you tell us?
Good afternoon. And just to say that I met and spoke with the Garda Síochána and I spoke to the Commissioner this morning, and just to say that they are supporting the National Cybersecurity Centre, which is the agency leading the state response to the attack. He updated me on the criminal investigation, and that's been carried out by the National Cyber Crime Bureau. What I can say is that there has been no direct request has been received from anybody, but what I can say is that if there is a request for money, the government will not be paying a ransom, and that is, I want to be very clear on that, but the likelihood is it will happen, and we're going to prepare for that, and because this is the natural course that these type of attacks take. They get the data and then they start to slowly release them out there, and then people become the subject of blackmail. And for people who are concerned, who do get calls in the future, and the likelihood, as I said, that will happen, we are here to help them. And Minister Ryan mentioned earlier about setting up a helpline, and we discussed that yesterday, because we have a coordination group that's headed up by Minister Ryan, and we meet every day. But what I'm saying to people is, if you're contacted by anybody, contact your local guard, the Síochána, in the first instance, and they will give you face-to-face support, because this is a very difficult time for people, and they feel threatened and they feel bullied, and we want to help them and we want to protect them.
But just to be clear on this, you're saying that there hasn't been any communication from the gang behind this to the HSE or to any other part of government, identifying next Monday as a deadline for payment of a ransom?
No direct request for a ransom has been received as I speak to you now, but the likelihood is that that could change. But I want to be very clear on this. We will not, as a government, be paying any ransom.
All right. And any contact between intermediaries, indirect contact?
As I said, there's no. I spoke to the Garda Commission this morning, and there is no request for a ransom as it is now.
So the government's position is that if the gang's intention is to publish this material, then that is what will happen. Payment will not be made to prevent that taking place.
No, there'll be no payment made. It is likely that they will publish material, and we want to be ready for that. So what I'm saying to anybody who receives any communication, whether it's through a phone call, whether it's through email, whether it's through social media, what I'm saying to them now is, please contact the local Garda Síochána, or contact the Garda Confidential Helpline, and we will talk to you about it, and we get the more information the Garda Síochána gather, the better we'll be able to tackle these criminals. We're working very closely with our counterparts in Europol, in Interpol, and indeed with other law enforcement agencies across the globe, whether it's in the US, whether it's in the UK. And what we want to do is share the more information we get, the better we will be able to deal with this issue and investigate these criminals, because we have to remember these are criminals.
Yes.
They want our money, whether it's individually blackmailing us or blackmailing us as a state, and we should not pay them.
All right, but almost a week into the attack, is it at all clear at this stage how deep their penetration has been of the HSE's IT systems? In other words, how much information have they managed to seize?
Yeah, well, they have. We're working on this at the minute. As I said, the National Cyber Centre is working with the HSE. They're trying to evaluate what information has gone. So there's a lot of work going on in the background. The HSE are working extremely hard. But the real priority here is to get the systems back up again and to get to allow patients to get the appointments they need, and to allow the medical staff to carry on their duties. And it's not easy for them. And I actually want to recognise the huge effort they're putting in, because we have come through a torrid time in terms of what the health service has had to deal with regarding COVID. Mm. And now we're facing this. So I do want to recognise the wonderful work that they're doing. So the number one priority is get the systems back up and running.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, there will be concern that other government departments, other state agencies could be vulnerable. There were reports that your own department and social protection was targeted for attack last Thursday. That was reportedly successfully dealt with. Just how vulnerable is a lot of our state-owned and state-run IT infrastructure to this kind of attack and further attacks?
Yeah, well we have a lot of systems in place, and as you know, there was an attempt to attack the Department of Health, and that was dealt with. My own Department of Social Protection, a number of weeks ago, there was an effort to try and break into our system, but we successfully made sure that they didn't get in, and we're continually looking at our systems, looking at our firewall protections, and it's something that we have to keep continuing to do all the time, because let's face it, these criminals, they're getting gathering more information, and they continue to try to attack us, and we do have our strategy for cyber crime, and we have a special unit in the Garda Síochána, which is the National Cybercrime Bureau, and it was set up last year to deal with this type of attack.
But would you accept, Minister, that there has been underinvestment in cybersecurity? We know there have been concerns raised by the HSE itself on a number of occasions in recent years. Experts in the area have highlighted deficiencies that they've identified. There's that vacancy for the head of the National Cybersecurity Centre. Its budget only recently increased. There has been a neglect of this area.
I don't agree with that, because there's been a lot of investment. If you look at the HSE, for example, they have a budget of 480 million to invest in their IT systems and to put, and it is a very vast and it's a very complex system, but that money is available to help them to do that. And of course, when this is all over, we look on and we'll examine, and if we need more investment, government will do that, and we'll make sure that our systems are robust and that they can withstand these type of attacks, because the criminals are they're getting smarter all the time. And we do have the National Cybersecurity Strategy, and the budget there has been increased to 5.1 million this year. We've increased the number of staff. In terms of An Garda Síochána, we have set up the National Economic Crime Bureau as well, and then as part of that also is the Cybercrime Bureau. Increased staff there, 80 additional staff between this year and next year.
I wonder though, Minister, should the National Cybersecurity Centre, which presumably you would say is crucial in our defence mechanism, if you like, against this, should it not be part of the Department of Justice, fully integrated into our security system?
No, well, this was a decision that was made some time ago, and actually I believe it's in the right place, because in the Department of Communications you have a lot of other areas where there's vital infrastructure, whether it is in our ESB network or whether it's across other areas. So they have the intelligence there, and they're working with all the different suppliers, whether it's our broadband and all of the IT experts. So they have a specific specific role to play, but they're being supported by an Garda Síochána, by the Department of Justice, and they're working with the HSE, they're working with the Department of Health. So this is a cross-government effort.
Right. Let me move on to the changes you're announcing today in relation to visa applications from people who are working here, non-Irish citizens who come here to work in essential services, including, for example, our health services. A number of cases highlighted in recent weeks where for months families have been kept apart because these families haven't been able to apply for visas to be reunited in this country. You're making changes today. What are they?
Yes, today I will be accepting visa applications for essential family reunification, and I'll also be accepting applications from people who have been granted an employment permit from the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment because they're travelling here for essential business or employment purposes. And I do know that you know, there's a lot of people have been waiting now for some time for their families to join them. These are people who are working here in Ireland. Many of them are working in frontline services in hospitals, and it would be normal that their families would join them, but to join them they needed a visa. We stopped issuing those visas in January, and now we're going to reopen that process. There's a number of applications that are in the system that have been processed. We couldn't issue them, so there'll be a lot of people glad that they'll be able to come to Ireland to join their families. But just to remember, they'll also have to comply with the mandatory hotel quarantine if necessary, and the other regulations we have in place to protect our citizens.
And do you have any idea how many families might benefit from this?
Yes, well, we have a good few applications. It's going to be in the high hundreds, or it could possibly be over 1,000, because there's a lot of people working here. There's there's a good flow of those applications because there's people coming and going, and we have them processed. So it's a matter now of issuing them, and I know that it'll come as a big relief, because a lot of them are making a huge contribution, especially to our health service, and I think it's fair that they should have their family with them, because it hasn't been easy for them.
But why has it taken this long? Why have they had to wait months for this to be resolved, when, as you say, we've had mandatory hotel quarantine in place for some time now? That's the primary public health measure. What benefit was there to public health in keeping these families separated?
Yeah, well, I think when you go back to January, it was a different time we were in, and the virus was rampant. People have made huge sacrifices. We have made huge progress. We're getting the vaccine rolled out, and that's going extremely well. There's a lot of people being vaccinated in the last number of weeks. So the restrictions are easing. So you can have inter-county travel, and you can have you can move about a lot more. And so I think it's important that we allow people into the country on that basis. These are for people from outside of the EEA. So if you're in the European Union, you could get this. You could get into the country, provided you met the criteria. But if you're coming from a country that needs a visa, well, now we're going to be able to facilitate that.
Very good, Minister for Justice Heather Humphreys. Thank you for talking to us here on the News at One.